The city of Seattle is buying the insolvent Pronto bike sharing program for $1.4 million. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, the bike network was set to run out of money at the end of the month.
Pronto is the city's year-and-a-half-old bike sharing network. Ridership has been low, and the city failed to win a federal grant to expand the system. Supporters say that's what's needed to make bike sharing work, stations to pick up and drop off bikes all over town. Meanwhile, the nonprofit that operates Pronto has run out of money for the project. Mayor Ed Murray proposed that the city take over Pronto so it can be expanded throughout the city. But at the city council vote Monday, Councilmember Tim Burgess said the city would be taking on too much financial risk with an already struggling venture.
In essence, the council is being asked to invest in Pronto's rescue from insolvency so that a better and more financially viable service can be adopted. This is what economists call optimism bias.
Burgess proposed an amendment that would let Pronto go under and support the development of a public-private partnership for a new bike share system. Councilmember Rob Johnson disagreed.
I want to point out, in contrast to my colleague about optimism bias, that we as a society spend a lot of time and energy subsidizing our transportation network. We bail out the auto industry. We bail out the airline industry. We bail out all kinds of different private entities in the transportation space.
The council rejected Burgess's amendment, but approved others that include more council oversight of any expansion of the bike share system, and outreach to low-income communities and people of color to ensure the system works for more of them. An expanded bike share network would potentially launch next spring. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.